CMS may offer more seats in magnet schools next year. Several school board members say they're in favor of that. WFAE's Lisa Wharf has more.
20,000 CMS students attend magnet schools. These are schools offering different curricula, like Montessori or focusing on the arts or sciences. That number has held steady for several years now as waitlists for them have grown. Some board members, like Eric Davis, want to provide that option to more students.
We could open up more seats simply by expanding the programs where they're currently offered.
Or create magnet programs within existing schools. Davis says expanding popular magnets is also a good way to compete with charter schools. The discussions come at a time when the CMS board is reviewing its policies on how the district assigns students to schools. The board will have to decide whether minimizing high concentrations of poverty should be a priority. Board member Ruby Jones says expanding magnets is one way to get at this.
It has the possibility of getting diverse schools through choice instead of forced kind of integration of learners.
She'd also like to see the district do away with shuttle stops for magnets and instead provide transportation from bus stops near students' homes like CMS used to do. The district stopped doing that to save money during the recession. Superintendent Ann Clark plans to present her proposals for magnets at the school board meeting October 13th. For WFAE News, I'm Lisa Wharf in Charlotte.